It's 17 minutes past seven. Brian Finn is here. And of course, the currency sterling has been a big story in all of this. What would happen? How has it been fluctuating?
Not too much fluctuation, Christopher. The pound hit a two-year high against the euro and a two-week high against the US dollar overnight, as those early results indicated that Scottish voters had said no to departing the UK, but they had been pricing in this no vote for the last few days. In early Asian trade overnight, we saw sterling peaking at 78.12 pence against the euro. The pound was up nearly a percent against the US dollar at $1.65.25. It has come back a little since as profit-taking goes on this morning, but that might be expected. Traders seem to have been pricing in this vote for the past few days, as I said, as sterling began its ascent earlier in the week. A relief rally might be expected today as markets begin to concentrate once again on the strong performance that the UK economy has been putting in for the last few months and even over the last year, with unemployment falling and interest rate hikes on the agenda. In other business news, the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba will start trading on the New York Stock Exchange today. The company priced shares in its initial public offering at $68 a share after last night's market close, raising nearly $22 billion on a valuation of $168 billion. That's more than the value of Twitter, LinkedIn and eBay combined. The IPO will mint a number of new Chinese billionaires and will also net a tidy sum for Yahoo, which is a big shareholder in Alibaba and has agreed to sell down some of its shares as part of an agreement. Apple's long-awaited iPhone 6 and 6 Plus are out today in the US, the UK, Germany, Japan and a number of other countries. Customers bought 4 million phones on the first day of pre-orders, setting a pace to beat Apple's record of 9 million iPhone sales in a previous opening weekend. Today is E-Day. Businesses are being reminded that from today, public sector bodies will stop sending and receiving cheques to and from businesses. SMEs are still the biggest users of cheques in Ireland, and all enterprises are being asked to review the way they transact payments and to look at cards and e-payments as a more efficient alternative. Cheque usage is still declining here, but still a massive 61 million cheques will have been sent in Ireland this year. Let's take a look at those currencies as they stand right now. The euro is at just above $1.29 and around 78.5 pence sterling.